This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The District 11 Board of Education in Colorado Springs voted to end its collective bargaining agreement with teachers. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The agreement has guided working conditions, salaries, and benefits for more than five decades. In a 6-1 vote, board members alleged that the agreement got in the way of the district pivoting quickly. Teachers argued the union protects their planning time and allows them to collaborate with the district. Kevin Coughlin heads up the Colorado Springs Education Association.
Teachers are upset. Teachers are scared. Teachers are worried.
The current contract will run through the end of June. No other school district in the Colorado Springs area has a union, but most of the state's major districts do. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The Colorado Coalition for the Homeless is preparing for an upcoming union election. Workers are seeking better pay and working conditions, but the nonprofit's leaders say the coalition is already doing what it can to address compensation concerns, and that it's becoming more difficult due to more need and less fundraising. Chief Communications Officer Kathy Elderman.
What we were able to do this year was increase the wages of those lowest paid workers to get them above minimum wage. We're advocating for, you know, housing resources every day, and we want to be able to support our workforce to make sure that they can live and work in Denver.
Union organizers say it's not just workers who are affected by the low pay. Clients say turnover is so high they feel like they're relieving trauma when being assigned a new case manager or therapist. The University of Denver's men's soccer team is facing off against Vermont in the NCAA College Cup right now. The game is all level, 0-0 at halftime. This is CPR News.